forgiveness. And after that, Allah will put another layer of skin. Another layer to continue this particular torment. So brothers, we never, while we talk about Allah's mercy, we never ever have a one-sided dimension of Allah Ta'ala's attributes. That is against Islam. That is against our religion. It's not, our religion is not like someone that, someone died for your sins, therefore go and do whatever you want. Aliyadu billah. And people can't then afterwards explain Allah Ta'ala's punishment. You know, those particular religious groups don't have the capacity to explain that there are certain things that happen to wrongdoers. Because they have taught people that Allah Ta'ala is only forgiving. But they have not spoken about other attributes of Allah. We are not like that. We, Allah has given us a beautiful deen which is moderate, which is according to nature, which is according to the natural fitrat. In that we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the capacity to extract retribution. Allah has the capacity to punish people for their wrongdoings. But yet, Allah ta'ala is more forgiving than extraction of retribution. In hadith Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it said, "Inna rahmati sabakat wa fi riwayatin ghalabat ghadabi," that my rahmat supersedes and it overwhelms my anger. My rahmat is more than my anger. It is far more than my anger. And in this particular way, we always have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving our sins. Allah ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah is the one who accepts the tawbah of people. Allah ta'ala forgives the shortcomings of people. وَالَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, استغفروا ربكم استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. Ulama will know the understanding this whole particular aspect. Allah uses the word command, استغفروا, and command الأمر للوجوب, and a command in the Quran normally is for compulsion. So when Allah Ta'ala makes a compulsion, a wajib act, seek forgiveness for your guna, it means that a person will commit guna. Therefore Allah Ta'ala tells him as a must that seek forgiveness for your sin. كلكم خطاؤون وخير الخطائين التوابون. Each and every one other than the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are sinners. It's a degree and that we have to stay away from sin, and it depends how you react to that. كلكم خطاؤون وخير الخطائين. The best of sinners are those who repent for the wrongs that they have done. So Allah Ta'ala says, استغفروا ربكم. Seek the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. إنه كان غفارا. You will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be forgiving. Anyone knows Arabic, you will find innahu is for emphasis. Innahu, kana, again emphasis. Ghaffara is the superlative form of ghafoor. Not only ghafoor, he is ghaffara. He is extremely forgiving. Our ulama say that the dua that we are supposed to read in Laylatul Qadr, Allahumma innaka afoon kareem, tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna ya kareem. Oh Allah, you are forgiving and you are kareem. What is the meaning of kareem? The ulama tell us that the word kareem means the one who forgives people who are not worthy of it. He forgives people who are not worthy of it because of his quality, because of his greatness, because of his status. Therefore, when you make dua and you ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, there are so beautiful du'as that we learn. And we learn a lot of things from the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at this du'a. Hizbul Azam is a collection of du'as of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the pious people. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsau min dunubi. Wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsau min dunubi. Oh Allah, your maghfirat is more vast than our guna and sins. Your forgiveness is far more greater than our sins. And we have more hope in your mercy than what we have in our insignificant a'mal and deeds. We have more hope in your mercy than what we have in our deeds. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsau. It is made mention of Marwan. Marwan made one day's dua. And then Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi heard about it. He said, "Kya ajab," that perhaps Allah Ta'ala will forgive him because of this. He said, "Wallah, my sins are abundant. But the abundance of my sins can be wiped away with a little bit of your forgiveness." Abundance of my sins, put everyone's sins together, it doesn't need Allah Ta'ala's entire attribute of forgiveness. Allah's little bit of forgiveness can wipe away everyone's sins. But again, I want to emphasize, we don't regard sins as lightly. You look at the whole lecture, you don't really look at one particular aspect. We have made mention of the arms of sin. We have made mention of what is the meaning of Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. But of course, we have the right, we also have the hope of speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness,